It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com. Hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
Alrighty, how you guys doing? This is the Escape Artist Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mr. Marshall Couture. I think I'm dropping the plex for now. I even want to, like, create a new signature. But from marshmakesart.com, by the way. but I haven't come up with anything I'm 100% good at or whatever. Not signature, but like autograph for like my paintings and stuff. The plex thing, I think it's just confusing, really. You know, it's like, what's plex? Like, it's what it is my, you know, a nickname of my nickname. And that is a nickname for my music. More specifically, really the stuff I do with Shadow of the Locust and just the rap stuff, which is more of a hobby these days and not really a main part of what I do. So I'm kind of thinking of dropping it because it's like, I mean, I'll still use it when I do the raps and stuff, you know, the hip hop, the hippity hoppity. But I don't know, like, I think it's just more confusing than anything for people, maybe. So I might drop that. So anyways, I'll be known as Marshall Couture, which is my name. And it's funny, like, you might have noticed it, you might not have, but I flip-flop from, like, how I pronounce it. I always say Couture, Couture. I guess it ends up being Couture. Just because I've always thought that was a nicer way to pronounce it. I don't know, it just sounds better. But my family has always just said Couture. And I just never loved that much. And especially when I was in the military, I started getting, you know, I just had, it was just this one person, and, you know, it's not like, you know, people who, you know, it's not like a drill sergeant type of situation where they're, like, making fun of me or anything. It was just this one jerk, basically, just like you'd find in any, if I was friends with him in high school or, like, at work, he probably would have done the same exact thing, because he's just a dick, basically. So, you know, he kept, like, saying, cooch this, that, like, he had a lot of little nicknames for me, which I don't know why he picked on me, because I was just, like, doing my own thing, but whatever. He was one of those, probably one of the most annoying types of people that I have ever encountered. And he was just very much a big douchebag. And, like, whatever, it's not like he bullied me, he just said some things, you know, and it's just like, whatever, dude, like, you're full of yourself, basically, which he definitely was. And, you know, I'm the type of person who I'm friendly with everybody, even if they're jerks to me. But I've gotten a little less like that these days. But back then I was 100% like that. And we're talking 15, 16 something years ago. So it was a while ago. But, I don't know, maybe more like 20, I guess. But anyway, so the whole point of that is I didn't, like, people call me Cooch, and I didn't even realize, like, when they said it, I just thought it was like, oh, it's a nickname. But, you know, it went on for a while, and then I somehow found out that that's, like, a term for, like, you know, it's like a sexual term or whatever. I'm not gonna get into description. I mean, whatever. But you guys, I'm sure, already know it. But I didn't know it, so I was just like, okay, so I guess that's my name, my, like, nickname, and I didn't realize that it's actually, like, a really kind of messed up thing for somebody to call you. But whatever, even still, it's not like it was anything new to me to, you know, whatever, be taunted like that or whatever for various reasons, so whatever. I never really spent a lot of time paying attention to that kind of stuff. I was always too busy doing my own thing, doing my art and music, and it's like, screw everybody else, basically. So, and that's been the theme for my whole life, really. So, it's no big deal. It is just annoying, is what it is. So, anyways. So, yeah, Couture. I like Couture. I've always just liked that version of it. And I even got a little, splashback. I don't know. I'm having a hard time with words. I don't know. I'm not tired. But, you know, I had a little bit of people from my family being like, well, why do you pronounce it that way? You know, it's Couture or something like that. And, like, I don't know. I just kind of think Couture sounds nicer. I don't know. It's my name. I can do what I want. Type of thing. So, I don't know. So, I just call it do Couture. But even then, like, it's like, no matter what I do, like, my branding, especially when it comes to, like, the business art stuff, my branding is always so screwed up. But hopefully this Marsh Makes Art thing is going to stick and be, like, the thing. Got some rattling going on here. I don't even think about it, you know, but you guys probably get annoyed by that. Hopefully that stops it. Yeah, my branding always gets screwy. Hopefully this Marsh Makes Art thing sticks and ends up being the thing. But even I was having second guesses about that recently, because it's like, you know, now if I like to do stuff that's like a little more edgy and gritty, you know, for some reason I've always liked that, even with my beats and stuff, like, is a good example. Like, I can make all kinds of beats, and I love doing that, and music or whatever, but, like, I'm really having a lot of fun when I make really dark beats, you know? Like, just,
like,
like the most creepiest, scariest, creepy, dark beats, you know, if I can, but I don't do those a lot, just because, like, I know that, well, I haven't done a lot of beats anyways lately, but, you know, I just always thought, you know, the common rapper or whatever doesn't want deep, dark beats, and even my own music, I don't necessarily want to rap over only dark stuff, but, and, you know, if I was continuing with, selling beats a lot, like I was planning on, you know, last year, I was realizing, because I've realized that specializing is actually what you should do in any, you know, thing that you do. You should try to niche down as far as you can and specialize, because, you know, you want to be looked at as the guy to go to for this specific thing, you know. And you don't want to be a generalist, especially when you're working online. You can be a generalist This is something I heard recently from that Creative Pep Talk podcast. You can be a generalist locally, but globally you want to be a specialist, and that makes a lot of sense. So, like, if you have a small local town, I mean, if you specialize in like something very specific, there might only be a few people, if you're lucky, who need that. So, like, you're not going to have a very good business. So, but if you're known as the guy who does art, you know, even if it's a really small town, you can do all kinds of things, like logos and, who knows, sign design, you know, graphic design, illustration work, whatever anybody who needs anything that has to do with art needs in that town, you can pretty much be the guy for that. And then focus your online efforts, and that's a good way to get some little cash flow going and stuff, but then focus your online efforts to something specific. So now, you know, online you don't do, you know, logos at all. You don't, you know, as far as anybody knows, you don't even know how to do logos or design or, you know, whatever else that somebody might need to do, even though you might do it for your own self, but that's about it. But what you do is, you know, I don't know, who knows, there's so many little specialties, but now I'm on that, like, dark and edgy, so maybe you do, like, you're the guy to go to for, like, super creepy monsters, for instance, which, actually, Nathan Seybold is a really good example of that. I think it's, like, NathanSeybold.com or something is his website. I'm not 100% sure. But, look, it's a pretty unique name. I bet if you Googled his name, Nathan Seybold, you'll find it. You'll find his stuff. But, it was just a buddy of mine throughout the years, you know, an online buddy. And I think he's from North Carolina. Pretty sure I know he's from U.S. He, like, grew up on a farm. And, but he lives in Australia. He's lived in Australia for a while. And he does, art videos and stuff. Right now I've noticed he's doing, like, daily drawing. Just throwing up art, you know, that he does every day. I haven't seen videos lately, but I might have just missed it because videos have been an issue for me, unfortunately, watching them. But yeah, so that's an example, like, if he really, like, focused his efforts on being the guy, because he already kind of does that, but the guy to do, like, really creepy monsters, you know, I don't know, maybe he could be the guy who does really creepy monsters in a certain forum or whatever, like, I want to say children's books, but that's probably not a good place to do really creepy monsters. But I don't know, in some kind of, you know, market, that's a good way probably to go. There's more to it, you know. You need more than just like a niche, though, like in a passion. You need, you know, a market that can sustain that, you know. But you can find, you know, much more specific markets as opposed to, like, you know, working in your local town or something like that. Unless you live in New York City, you might, you know, New York City is, it's got so many people, you might be able to do more specialization type of thing. Doctors are good examples of this because people will travel, you know, to find a specialist for their specific need. Because the need is so great, you know. So, you know, certain people, you know, they specialize in very specific things. And plus the need, there's such a big need for the population, you know. It's like only so many people need art in your town as opposed to health. Everybody who is there needs something for health, you know. So anyways, that's that stuff. But speaking about the videos, Yeah, I wanted to just say, like, that it kind of sucks. I've been kind of sucking that, this is definitely going to be an update episode. Big announcement this episode also, which I'll get to. But, I haven't been able to watch videos, man. Like, I just haven't had time because, like, I can't watch them or listen to them, like, while I'm at work or, like, any time, really, on my phone. And that's where I watch them, you know. I don't have a lot of time. When I'm at my computer, I have specific things I need to work on. And I don't have a lot of time for the computer stuff, so I have to make those times count. I mean, I spend time every single day, usually. Well, no, that's not true. But I spend a lot of time there now because I'm trying to make these videos. And that's taking up most of my computer time. Again, if I get a laptop, things could be different. I'll have a lot more time to do that. But still, I won't be watching videos because... whatever. Like, but the reason why I'm not watching videos now, I think I mentioned it before, is, like, we ran out of, like, data usage on our phones with the family plan that I'm on. And I guess there were some circumstances that made that happen. I know I use a lot of it, but I think there was some other things. Anyways, so for this past month, I haven't really had the ability to watch videos. Like, I can, but it's, like, so, it's like, so slow that it just, like, stops and then goes and stops and goes. And unless I'm at home, I can't really do it. So that's been really annoying because I feel like I'm missing out on what's going on, you know. I like to watch Jeff Lafferty's show at least, like, once a week or something. You know, and then, you know, I like to watch my friends' videos and things, and then also just I'm subscribed to a lot of people. And, you know, I like to watch a lot of time-lapse videos, and also it's really, like... anytime I need to learn about something, which has been coming up this month, which it always really comes up, you know, I try to find a good video on it, because that's sometimes the best way to learn. And I haven't been able to really do that. I just haven't had time to, and it sucks, because, like, I need to learn about how to process my videos, like, I just need to learn a lot about video, about lighting, about just shooting, about what are good cameras. I need to learn, like, how to, what are good programs to use. I need to learn how to process is the biggest thing. Like what format do I process it in? You know, when I like get it ready to put on YouTube, like. In the way that's the best quality. There's, like, so many options, and it's, like, you know, I don't know. It's been hard to figure out which is the best option. So I need to do some good studying into that. So, yeah, that's been frustrating. I guess the 28th or 29th is when our data stuff renews, so I'm really looking forward to that time, which is, I think, next week, so I can get back on watching videos. You know, I'll try to not watch as much crazy, like, amounts of videos or something, because, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know, I think it was just a fluke this one month, but, because it's never happened before, and I've been watching tons of videos for a long time, you know, so I don't know what the big deal is. But anyway, so there's that. And basically today, it's going to be a short one too. What I wanted to talk about was my big announcement, which is basically this podcast is going to be the last podcast in my regular weekly updating schedule. I put the question out last week, you know, what do these people think I should do? Like, I was even thinking about quitting and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I got, I don't know, to be fair, it took me forever to get it out, so I got it out, like, Tuesday. So, you know, maybe it's too quick. It's Thursday that I'm recording this. So 2 days is maybe not enough time to wait for people to give feedback, but so far I haven't gotten any feedback. So I'm just going to make the decision. So basically what I'm going to do, this is going to be the last of the regular weekly updates for now. I will resume a regular schedule. I'm not sure what that regular schedule exactly is going to be, if it's going to be weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever, multiple times a week. It probably won't be that, but probably we'll go back to weekly, but I'm not 100% sure on that either. And that will be on September 7th. It's going to be a little over 3 months, taking kind of a hiatus, but it's not like a 100% hiatus. I'm not going to, I know myself, and I know that when I'm not doing the podcast, I yearn to do it. It's like therapy to me. As I've said before, it's like just a way to kind of talk and get my thoughts out there, and you know, hopefully people are listening. I know there's a few, at least. But, you know, and I don't know. I think it helps people, too, you know, to think about stuff that other podcasts don't necessarily talk about, which is really talking a lot about strategy and marketing and things like that with our art and music and whatever it is we do. So, and it's also becomes a journal, too, to see how, you know, kind of let people know what I'm up to and all that. But just because I'm taking a hiatus does not mean that you won't be able to get this content from me. One, I'll still be, like I said, I'll probably still be randomly posting new episodes throughout, you know, these 3.5 months or whatever it is, but it just won't be a regular schedule. Who knows, maybe it'll be weekly almost half the time, who knows, maybe it won't, maybe it'll be monthly or something, I don't know. I'm not going to make any promises. The purpose for this is I really want to focus on making these videos and really working on this Marsh Makes Art stuff. And the podcast sometimes becomes, like I said, like when I'm at the computer, that time is precious. I don't have a lot of that time. And, you know, I have to spend some of that time getting this podcast into the feed, and it takes time, you know, I have to edit it a little bit, and I have to, you know, I don't edit it a lot, you know, I keep it pretty simple, but, you know, it does take time to kind of process it all and get it prepared for the feed, and then I have to go and update my site, update everything. It's not too crazy hard, but it's just another thing that's like, it's hard to focus on making videos 100% when I have this other thing that I have to always do, too. So, I've been rushing these art videos, you know, a little bit, because just things get in the way, and I just need to take away some of those things if possible, because to me, Marsh Makes Art is making a lot of sense right now, you know, making these art videos. It's just like, you know, where I've been unfocused in the past and haven't been able to stick to one thing, this is like a great outlet for me to kind of do jujitsu on that issue, you know? Meaning, like, the idea in jujitsu is you don't... It's not so much a fighting style as a using other people's momentum to fight them style. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you know, attack, attack, attack. It's like, you're punching me, I'm going to use that force and momentum to throw you on the ground, you know, by, you know, moving aside and kind of pulling you or something. You know, and there's a lot of other, you know, things you can do. It's all about that. So this is like, okay, well, I suck at, you know, focusing on one particular art thing. So maybe my focus should be on videos, making cool videos where I can do anything, you know, that's art. And I can also do my, put my music in there, you know. So it's like I could take all my things that I like to do and put them into these videos, you know. And if I wanting to get back into doing toys, I can do the same thing with making the toys, you know. I can make art videos on toys and then add my music to it. And there's more to it than that, you know. But basically, I can do anything with these videos. And that's the point is that I'm, you know, bringing art entertainment, you know, which is basically what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I want to get quicker at the basic, you know, time-lapse stuff. But at the same time, I want to take the proper time to make them good, you know. So it's an effort to really focus on this stuff more. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's what's going on. And hopefully... And the thing is, with the Escape Artist podcast, it's more of a... In some ways, it's more of a selfish thing. I mean, it is something where I like to provide value to you guys, but you guys aren't my market. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not... I'm just doing that because I like to and I enjoy it and I have to. Like, I feel like I have to. Because I want to. Like, I just... It's a need in me to do that. So, you know, it's not really pushing me towards my top priority goals, though, you know. And sometimes it's a little distracting as well. Like, a lot of us create stuff, and we're really creating stuff for each other as artists, which would be a business-to-business model, basically. And technically, that's what that is. It's not a business-to-customer model, which a business-to-business model is a great model. A lot of people make a lot of money doing that. You know, Draw with Jazza, I think, makes a living doing that. And, you know, people who do a lot of tutorials and things like that. That's basically, it's very similar to a business. It might be a freelance to freelance, you know, style type business, but, and a lot of us create a lot of content trying to get people to buy our art, but artists aren't the ones who are going to necessarily be the main people buying our art. So when we're doing this kind of more business to business type of stuff, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. So, you know, I'm trying to navigate away from that, and doing that basically with this podcast is a little bit distracting. But it doesn't mean I don't want to do the podcast. I look at it as a journal, as a thing that, you know, I think it's like a commentary thing, you know, like when you, you know, DVD extras. So, like, if you like my art, tune into my podcast to see the back side of it, the making of type of stuff. And that brings me to another thing. You will be able to get this kind of content still similar to this by if you're subscribed to my YouTube, you know, stuff, and you check out my videos, because I'm going to start doing you know, longer time lapse videos where it's like a commentary version of it. So, you know, and that's another thing, like, I need the time to be able to do that kind of thing. And they're actually easier to make than the actual time-lapse videos, because there's less production. I just throw it on and talk, you know. So there's going to be that too. So, and those will be like, I don't know, a half hour long things, and they'll be, you know, like once a week. So you can kind of get the same exact thing by watching those. Well, not same exact, because it'll be more geared towards people who are not artists necessarily, but it'll be similar type of things. Probably be a little more art craft type stuff and a lot less businessy stuff. So yeah, that's about it, guys. Guys and gals. it's a short one, and you know, there will definitely be more. I'm gonna resume a regular schedule September 7th, but for now I'll just be popping in doing some random podcasts here and there, and hope that's okay with you guys. And I hope you still continue to follow me on YouTube and various social media networks, you know, where I'm active, because I really do value you guys' support and just friendship, really. And I certainly don't want to lose that at all, like that, you know. But I figured, like, kind of prepping for it last week and then making the announcement this week is way better than the other times where I've just pod faded, you know. So I'm making a definite plan, and I'm coming back to some kind of regular schedule September 7th. So, you know, hopefully that is okay, you know. Hopefully you guys don't hate me. that's about it, guys. Thanks for listening. You guys have been awesome, and we're going to keep going with this, just on a little bit of a different schedule. All right, I'll talk to you on the next Escape Artist Podcast.
Background music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.